Gascoigne going to have a crack? He is, you know. Oh, I say!
Welcome back to another edition of the Internet's Most Dangerous Tottenham Hotspur Podcast. I'm your host, Greg, and this is Wheeler Dealer Radio. This is a big episode, as I'm sure you all know, because we are here to talk about some very exciting transfer rumors for Tottenham Hotspur. Right, Brian?
Yeah, we're going to sign all of the best midfielders in Europe, and nobody's going to be able to compete with us in the 2020-21 season once they've all bedded in.
Because we've already turned our eyes. I can't keep this up any longer. Rob, what are we here to talk about?
Hey, Greg.
Yeah, Rob?
Guess what?
What?
You know who's in the Champions League final?
Who?
Tottenham fucking Hotspur.
Oh, my God. Tottenham Hotspur is in the Champions League final, and we're motherfucking here to talk about it. Get excited or, like, get your comfort blanket and get to a place where you feel comfortable in case you're getting anxious. I don't know about y'all, but... it's all starting to get a little real for me. I saw pictures of them getting off of the airplane today, and it was just like, oh, we're actually in the Champions League final. Tottenham Hotspur, my Tottenham Hotspur is in the Champions League final. Okay, we're actually doing this. So, yeah, this is a... let's jump right in. It's just Rob, me, and Brian today. But I assure you we'll have more to talk about this in a few days with more people. But, Brian, you're the longest tenure member of this podcast. I think it's only appropriate you get started. How are you feeling?
Well, like I was telling you guys before the show started, I really kind of haven't thought about it for the last couple weeks. Like, I thought about it a lot in the aftermath of the Ajax game. And
are you talking about the Champions League semifinal we won in the 96th minute?
Yes, I am talking about the miracle in Amsterdam. And I've probably watched like the video of Lucas scoring that third goal about 1,000 times, and it still gives me goosebumps, which is great. I just really hadn't actually given much thought to the final because I was like, we'll deal with that when it comes, and you know it's not really important right now. Like, just appreciate the moment, and then I just kind of forgot about everything. And then now, like you said, you see the photos of the team getting off the plane in Madrid, and you're just like, "Oh shit!" Now I have to actually think about this game and try to process what this means as a fan. And I am still definitely stuck in between the either wild excitement or needing that like weighted blanket. I'm leaning towards excitement mostly just because I just continue to watch the Lucas Moura goal over and over again. So if as long as I just do that and then just like don't think about Liverpool or the way that we played the last month of the season or whether Harry Kane is healthy or any of the other stuff, super fine. It's gonna be great. I'm really excited.
We've talked about this on the podcast before because Ben and I had an elongated conversation about it a few months ago. Like, if we were playing Barcelona, I think I'd just be more at peace with it because in your head, it's like, it's Barcelona. How often do we play them? If you lose to Barcelona, no big deal. The better teams have lost to Barcelona than us. And, if you win, it's just gravy at that point. There's something about playing Liverpool, both on the side of, fuck, we see these fuckers twice every year. We're going to hear about this forever if we lose. And also, I think because we play them more often, I feel, I'm not saying I'm confident in our ability to win, but I think we're maybe a little bit better equipped to handle Liverpool, or at least there's a more likely version of a game where we're more equipped to handle Liverpool than we would be with Barcelona. I mean, Rob, how are, that's my sort of coping process as I look at this game. How are you preparing for it?
I'm much like Brian, I'm preparing for it by not preparing for it at all. I am perfectly sanguine, happy to be there, enjoying the atmosphere. Saturday morning rolls around. I'm going to need my Thunder shirt. I'm going to start thinking about it, and I'm going to start thinking about what it means if we don't win. And
I mean, let's be clear. Let's be clear. I don't want to get too negative because this is a podcast. The only downside to not winning this game is, like, we're going to have to, like, deal with some shit from Liverpool fans. And this is probably a rare opportunity for a club of our stature. But in realistic terms, nothing but positive things come from being in this game. I think we're being linked with better transfer targets, partially because of this. I think it can only help our standing to say that we played in one of these games. Like, really, the downside is Liverpool fans, which is not an insignificant downside.
No, but it's not the same as Arsenal or Chelsea fans or, like, teams that I actually have friends who support.
And on the bright side, Arsenal lost their European final. So we won't have to hear from them.
Did that happen?
Yeah, that did happen. Yeah. Huh.
You know. You might even say they had to go Baku reality today. Huh? Huh?
Uh-huh. I don't know.
You wouldn't say that, Brian?
No, I don't think I would. But, you know, and I mean, chances are, you know, knock on wood, we won't lose as badly as they did, so.
I think we need to point out, if we win this weekend, this might be the most banterous week in English football history. I mean, not only will...
Just a week.
No, just this week, because think about it. Not only will Arsenal have lost a European final this week in fairly humiliating fashion, if I might add. But Tottenham, with their 19 losses, as Graham Souness has pointed out, will have not only won the European Cup the same week Arsenal lost the European final, and Liverpool, with 97 points, won't have won jack shit this year. It would be, I'm not counting any chickens before they hatch, but if that happens, it would be extremely, extremely hilarious.
I mean, speaking just for myself and not for either of you guys, I would be insufferable, you know, if we won. I would never shut up about it.
Brian, I think you know I would handle this with grace, with decorum,
yeah.
With, you know, I wouldn't rub it in to anyone at all.
There would not be any Triple H doing crotch chop gifts.
No, I wouldn't randomly reply to every tweet from the Liverpool offsides for the rest of the summer. You know, these things just wouldn't happen because I have too much class for that.
It's true.
I'm going to be insufferable as shit. And I don't care because, honestly, when did things like this ever happen?
Well, I think that's worth talking about. Let's get off of the... We'll have time. We're going to come back to the game itself. But this is, I think, part of the reason we haven't engaged with it as much over the last 2 weeks is this is fucking insane. I mean, Danny Rose had an interview today. He didn't think this was possible at Tottenham. And I didn't think this was possible at Tottenham, certainly not in the near future. You know, we've talked in previous years of, like, oh, we have a puncher's chance. You know, oh, if everything sort of breaks our way, we could get there. But I didn't think we were talented enough and lucky enough to make this happen. And yet here we are.
Well, I mean, I don't think we are talented enough to make this happen, but we shithoused our way in there.
You know,
we sure did.
I disagree with it. I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, it was Mike Goodman who made a point of, like, we're at least as good as those sort of, like, late era Wenger teams that were, like, fine and kind of flirted with a title challenge and then fell to fourth, but never really did anything in the Champions League. It's just they never had any break. I mean, they're also coached by Wenger and not Mauricio Pochettino, but, like, they never really had any breaks go their way. We got a little bit lucky, at least in the group stages, and then we sort of made our own luck in the knockouts. But, you know, we've sort of had everything work out for us this way in a way that some of those teams never really did.
Yeah, you know what? I want to just push back on that a little bit. At the same time, like, this season has also been the season from hell in, like, 800 different ways. So, on the one hand, a lot of good stuff happened. But at the same time, a lot of really horrible stuff was happening to just everybody. Like, the starting keeper got busted for drunk driving. The stadium wasn't ready on time. Everybody died. The manager was linked with moves away for pretty much the entire season.
And actually apparently had conversations with Real Madrid.
Don't forget, our star striker was seriously injured for long periods of time. One of our team's key players at the end of the year, like, voted for a fascist and told everybody about it.
In every interview since the end of the season, basically every player has been like, oh, yeah, by the way, I've been hurt the entire time.
Yes.
I'm going to have my dick operated on as soon as this is over. Harry Winks did have his dick operated on.
And yet,
through all of that, we bantered our way to the Champions League final. I mean,
we have, through hook and by crook, figured out, like, we have managed to, like, accomplish, already, beyond whatever happens on Saturday, we have already accomplished one of the most impressive achievements in the club's history. Like, Tottenham Hotspur will have played in a European Cup final, and we could say that after, like, Saturday, and there's not a lot of clubs that can say that. And there's not a lot of clubs that were, like, where we were 10 years ago, or 15 years ago, that can say that.
True, but I mean, you know, we are, I don't know, I don't like the idea that we are, like, some super underdog and that it's ridiculous that we're even here.
You're right.
We are still one of the richest clubs in Europe, whether or not we spend money like it. We, you know, we're still, whether we have a worldwide perception as us being a big club or not, we are financially, you know, one of the top 25, top 16 biggest clubs in the world. So, or at least in Europe anyway. And so us being here isn't like Red Star Belgrade making it to a final, or it's not, you know, some other small team fluking their way into the finals. We're a big team with big time players with stars who make a lot of money. We're just, like you said, we had a little bit more of a puncher's chance than sort of, you know, being favorites all through this run.
Well, and I think the flip side of the, like, the thing that Tottenham really have going for them, which, like you said, we have very good players. We certainly have, like, I would say there's 5, 6, 7 players on Spurs that any team in the world would want to get their hands on. Despite what Graham Souness was saying, like, you know, Son, Kane, Eriksen, Dele, Vertonghen, Toby, obviously Sissoko, you know, just...
Lloris.
Like, we have a lot of really good players. Depth is where we're a little weaker than most, but teams around our level, that is. But, you know, like, the thing is, we have one of the three best coaches in the world right now, maybe higher than that. And Michael said this before, and we've talked about it on this podcast, that this year might be his finest coaching job in terms of stitching the squad together when so many guys have been hurt or missing or whatever. And, you know, that's what got us here, frankly. And the fact of the matter is that's what our best chance is that he can sort of outthink Klopp on Saturday, which could happen, and it could also go the other way. I think Klopp's an excellent coach. But Pochettino is someone, I think, who mixes it up a lot more.
We'll just have to see what the wind is like, Greg.
Or how dry the grass is.
No, you know, part of it, I think, is obscured by the fact that we've struggled. I mean, we've done amazing things in the past few seasons, but we still struggle to keep up with the super teams in the Premier League. But that's because the Premier League is stacked with incredibly rich super teams, and it's sort of, you know, being the fourth or fifth best team in England, it's hard to figure out what that means in terms of where you are in Europe. And with performances in previous Champions Leagues not being all that great, it was easy to think that we're just not in that group on that level. And, you know, get some luck, get some decent draws and some great performances, and suddenly, you know, you're competing at the very end of the tournament. So yeah, we're not Red Star Belgrade. But of all of Mauricio Pochettino's teams, if you had to pick one to get to a Champions League final, I don't think you'd pick this one. And here we are.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, but, you know, in terms of, you know, you kind of look at it and, you know, I've been trying to kind of figure out what a parallel for sort of this final is. And I think probably the best analogy is kind of the Simeone Atletico Madrid teams that made the final, except there was that one year that they won La Liga. But those were teams that they played a specific style. They had a coach who was specifically brilliant at that time. They had a few players that were world class, but then they had a bunch of guys that just did jobs within their system, and I think that's kind of the level that Spurs are at, and no one was super surprised about Atletico making the final. I think it was because they had a really good season in La Liga that year, of course. But they were still one of the top teams in Spain. Everybody recognized the quality of players that they had, and so the people out there who are pushing this narrative, like Souness, who was like, oh well, not a single Spurs player could get in the Liverpool 11 or anything like that. Like, that's not the case. Like, we are underdogs only in that Liverpool might be slightly better than us, and we lost to them twice this year. This isn't a case where we don't belong in this game. And
I think it's one of the, they talk, a lot of Liverpool fans, a lot of other teams' fans have talked about, oh, Spurs have lucked their way in the final. Like, fuck you. Like, we beat some good teams to get here.
I mean, we did luck our way there, too. Like, let's not.
No, certainly, we didn't luck into shit after we got to the knockout stages. Like, we got some help at the group stages. I'm not going to argue that with you. But we handled Dortmund. We beat City. I'm sorry. I mean, Aguero was offside. That's just a fact. And we beat Ajax. Like, it's, I think we've deserved to get out of every tie that we've been in the group, in the knockout stage. Like, I just, it's like you said, it's a knockout competition, and it is what it is.
But also, who cares?
You're right. We're here, baby.
Yeah. True.
This isn't about knockout competitions. Aren't about who deserves it.
It's true.
Like, the team that wins a 38 game league season deserves it. Although you could argue with that, maybe. But in a competition, crazy things happen. You get there, you qualify to be in this tournament, and then you give it a shot and you see what happens. And like, if Tottenham Hotspur wins the Champions League, no one is going to care how they got there. Like, there were a lot of heart attacks. But
so many heart attacks
but I think that just makes the story even better, being the best team and then winning it. But what is that worth, rather than these amazing moments that we've had in this tournament and then capping it off?
I think what makes it kind of incredible is, I think in recent years, the teams that it's the Champions League just become kind of calcified at the top. And, I think Brian nailed it. Like, Atletico is one of the more, sort of outliers that's made it to a final, even though they've done it twice. And I think they've sort of established themselves enough that, it doesn't seem as weird as maybe it did at the time. But, Atletico doing it, Liverpool last year, even then. I mean, I don't know if they were an outlier in terms of talent, but just in terms of they hadn't sort of been at that level for a while.
Dortmund,
I feel like we're kind of, we don't occupy the same place in the game that Dortmund does, but in terms of, level of outlier in a final, maybe we're a bit behind Dortmund because they've actually won the thing. But, it's just, I don't know, it's very strange. And I'm still having trouble wrapping my head around it because it doesn't feel real.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of Cinderella Champions League stories anymore.
Well, and I guess that's what's kind of making me feel nervous, which this means nothing. This means nothing in terms of, what's going to happen on Saturday. But, you look back and, who's the last, real Cinderella team to win a Champions League final?
Is it Liverpool?
I it might be, depending on how you look at, Barcelona doing it earlier in the sort of Guardiola, or under Rijkaard maybe, but Like, I don't know. Like, I can't think of another team that wasn't sort of like a major power that's won it, that it wasn't a major power that's won it in recent years.
You have to go back as far as what, Porto?
I mean, I think I'd say Liverpool in 05, which was after that, but yeah.
But I mean, Liverpool have a pedigree, even though it's in the distance.
Liverpool have a pedigree. That team sucked, though. That was not. I mean, that team was worse than our team. Like, it was against a very, very good Milan team.
Yeah, but in the last what, 13 years, that's just not. That's not how the story of a Champions League season goes.
I mean, I guess Chelsea was kind of an underdog.
You're right, actually. That's a very good point. And Chelsea's a little comparable to where we are,
they
actually.
They shouldn't have been an underdog.
No, but that year they were.
They happened to be terrible that season.
Chelsea's actually a very good, painfully...
Hey, why were they terrible that season? But yes, that team had no business even getting to the final.
Yeah, I mean, the underdog record in the final does not bode well for Spurs. I mean, especially in the last few years, I think Real Madrid came into every single one of those finals as favorites, and they won every one of them.
I mean, I don't think it means shit. We know what this is. Like, Liverpool is an extremely good team. Spurs yeah. have some history of doing well against them, but at the end of the day, we come up short a lot. So it's, you know, I would say they're favored, but it's not, you know, it's not wildly out of whack.
You know, Moussa Sissoko actually takes a shot on target and things could be very different.
Well, exactly. Or Dele Alli hits one a little bit to the left, or Harry Kane's fit and able to play. I mean,
Hugo Lloris doesn't throw the ball into his own goal.
Toby Alderweireld doesn't, you know, isn't there to deflect it past Hugo.
So let's talk about the game itself. Roster-wise, it seems like... I mean, Tottenham looked pretty healthy. It seems like... I wouldn't count on Wanyama or Dyer, but everybody's like looks relatively fit. It seems like Kane's coming back, which is pretty incredible. But I think we were all seeing that coming. Winks looks like he's going to be fit to play. We don't know how ready these guys are going to be to start. Vertonghen is looking fit. I don't know. Are there any other major injury concerns with Spurs?
Sanchez
is, I think Sanchez is supposed to be fit.
Yeah.
So do you guys think Harry Kane starts from the beginning?
Absolutely.
I think he does, yeah.
So do you think he, Diego Costa's it, like goes out there for 20 minutes?
No, I think the worry with Kane isn't that as much as it's, he's just not going to be good. Like he's going to be
off the
pace.
Do you remember how many minutes Diego Costa actually played?
12?
Was it only like 10?
It was like 9 minutes.
Yeah. But I don't think I don't think Kane is going to be that level of unfit. I think if Kane's not fit, he's just going to be kind of mediocre. It's not like he won't be able to. Like, Costa wasn't able to carry on.
Yeah, so I guess that's my big question is if we are better starting without him and then bringing him on, you know, with 60 minutes left or with 30 minutes left in the game, or if we just play with him from the beginning.
I don't know.
Definitely
I mean,
will.
I think Spurs are capable of playing well against Liverpool with him, but obviously if fit Kane, we're better. Kane's had a while to get healthy. I mean,
but he also hasn't played in a while.
I'm not as worried about that. If the guy's fit, I think
there's fit and there's match fit. I think there's a reasonably strong argument to make for playing the guys who've actually played a game recently, at least at the start, because you know the first 15 minutes of the game is going to be Liverpool trying to blow the doors off.
Yeah. What do you do in the midfield, Rob? Do you risk Winks or do you use him as a late game sub too?
Yeah. I think like as scary as our midfield is with the guys that have been playing recently, I think you start with the guys who have that match sharpness and have been playing together.
So then it's Sissoko and
some combination of it's Sissoko, Dele, and Dyer?
I don't think Dyer starts this game.
Like, Eric Dyer and Victor Wanyama have both been so bad.
I know. There's every chance that neither of them starts, and it's just Erickson, Deli, and Sissoko, which is terrifying. But also not, because it doesn't make any sense on paper, but they've actually played reasonably well, whereas Dyer and Wanyama have both been atrocious. And, again, you don't want either of them getting a key pass for a Liverpool goal in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah, and the way Dyer played, especially in the last month or so, he might be, the most likely player to get sent off in the final.
Which might be true if he's at full strength, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how risky you want to start the game being, considering
I think Winks always goes. If somebody's not starting, it's going to be Winks of all of our injured guys who would probably walk into the starting lineup if they were fit. I think it's Winks is the most likely to be brought on later.
God, I really wish we could sign a midfielder in the last week and then just play him now.
But, he might just want to risk Winks. If Winks is... They've had, And guys like Winks and Kane have had longer. They've had a while to get fit. And...
But are they, are they ready to go in the first 10 minutes of a game?
I think Kane will be.
It's just crazy.
Kane will be either just, not able to... He's only come back from an ankle injury once and not looked sort of at least an approximation of his old self. So I think Kane will start if he's fit. I think Winks won't, and I think because Winks is the guy who worries me of does he need to knock the rust off?
Yeah, he came back from an injury earlier in the season, and it took him a few games to kind of get back in the swing of things. I think
not like last season at the end of last season where he came back and was just did not look like the same player, looked very mediocre. That felt like he rushed back in a way where most of the time he's at least he's a productive player. And, I don't know. I think, Brian, your best guess, what do you think we see on Saturday?
I would not start Kane or Winks, but I think Rob is right. I think... Pochettino kind of goes with the midfield that brought him here and then plays Kane up top with, Son and Lucas. And then we just see Deli, Eriksen, and Sissoko in midfield.
I think you're definitely going to see... I kind of like that setup because in theory, at least, it'll help pin Liverpool's fullbacks back, which are going to be a problem. Or at least keep them from completely roaming forward.
The thing about Liverpool is their fullbacks are allowed to get forward because their three midfielders do very little getting forward. So Naby Keita is their big injury miss. And so they're going to play a midfield that's probably Henderson, Fabinho, and I guess Milner? Maybe?
What's his name? Dutch guy.
Wijnaldum. Wijnaldum. That's probably more likely. Wijnaldum, Henderson, and Fabinho. And they don't... they're all pretty disciplined in terms of, holding their position. None of them are really breaking the lines, dribbling. They're not really getting into super attacking positions in the box. Wijnaldum is a little bit, but the other two definitely not. So they do a lot of work in terms of moving out into wide areas and preventing attacking wingers from getting in behind them and to allow Alexander-Arnold and Robertson to get forward and attack. I don't think there's really a way to pin them back short of just us having the ball for extended periods of time.
Maybe pin back is the wrong word. Maybe keep them honest, perhaps.
I don't even know if – I don't know that that's necessarily possible with the way that they set up. And, I'm sure that it's something that we'll look to exploit. Like, I'm sure we'll try to hit balls into, you know, the space behind the fullbacks and try to let Lucas or Son get on the end of them, or you know. But I don't know. I mean, Liverpool are coming in with mostly a full strength team, and I don't know.
I mean, do you think we're going to see something similar to the last game we played against them? Or do you think – I have a feeling – I don't know what. I have a feeling Pochettino is going to play some tricks. Now, who knows if they work or not, but.
Well, I think, like you said, it really turns on those first 15, 20 minutes, because I think we can absolutely 100% expect Liverpool to come out and, like you said, try to blow the doors off us and press high up the pitch and – try to harry us into making a mistake, because we've shown that we do that when teams, like, you know, kind of get up in our face and press us, you know, in our own attacking third, and we make bad decisions and we give away easy set pieces, and, you know, so if that's what they're going to do, and if they get a goal early, I think that kind of changes the whole outlook on the game.
It's that, I guess that's what scares me the most, is just that they're just going to be too much for us to handle early on, because Liverpool likes to do that anyway to teams, and we have a nasty habit of giving up early goals against, you know, everyone.
But we have this cool thing where we score a bunch of late goals, so, you know, who knows?
Yeah, we'll work our way back into the game. The question is just what the score is going to be by the time that happens.
Rob, I mean, what are you expecting out of this match?
Well, so I'm going to have a heart attack right away.
Okay.
If we can survive that first wave, then I think it'll be even for a while. And then it'll be a question of the two managers making adjustments and substitutions and trying to figure out who can kind of make a difference in the game. Honestly, I don't think Liverpool are going to be that much better than us.
Really? I'm surprised to hear you say that.
No, I mean, yeah, they have better players, and they had a much better season, and they're a really good team. But there were times, especially in the most recent game against them, where we were better than them, and they gave us chances, and if Moussa Sissoko could hit the target, like, maybe we win the game at Anfield. So I think there'll be chances both ways, but it's going to come down to how we start the game and then how we finish the game. And actually having a sort of reasonable bench for once might make a big difference. You know, if Harry Kane starts, then you've got a bench with Eric Lamella on it, and maybe Lucas doesn't start. Maybe Lucas is on the bench. And then Llorente, who, for whatever reason, causes teams major problems. So,
I mean, Llorente causes European teams major problems. I don't think his particular brand of bullshit is going to give Liverpool...
Well, I certainly wouldn't start with it, but... we saw that game at Anfield. Liverpool actually kind of, like, pulled back a little bit and let us have the ball. And if they do that, and we can actually, like, hoof it up to the big guy, you know, crazy things could happen. I hope we don't have to resort to that again, but like, you know, we had games near the end of the season where the bench was, like, two fullbacks, two center backs, a goalie, and Llorente. So... you know, obviously they're going to have more depth and better players to bring on, but if it's tight at the end, like, maybe we actually have a difference maker for once. It's possible.
This is just such a... I mean, I guess there's other high-profile games in our history, other real meaningful, like, you know, there's the game against City to be in the Champions League. There's, you know, if you want to go back far enough, there's plenty of cup finals we've been in. But, like, I can't think of a more just, like, high-pressure game that we've been in where it's like, I think Liverpool's a better team than we are, but we only need to be better for, like, 90 minutes. And...
we don't even need to be better for 90
minutes. No, we need to get luckier over the course.
We need to have a really good, like, 15 minutes.
Exactly. But my point is, it's like, and this is a team, like, we're not like Burnley or something. Like, we have seen us, like, hang with Liverpool. For all of Liverpool's dominance in the first game this year, they were kind of lucky to get out of that with a win, considering that, like, Eric Lamela's brand of shithousery was, like, you know, getting us pretty close to an equalizer. You know, we probably should have won that second game, or at least drew it with, if all that shit we talked about hadn't happened. It's just, man, I don't know. I'm just, like, trying to, it's like, so terrifying to think we might lose to these assholes in such a high-profile game, but at the same time, it's, like, amazing to think about what might happen if we could win it. And
I just think it's much more likely that it's a heartbreaking loss than, like, losing 6-0. Like, I can't, obviously it's possible, but I really can't imagine it just falling completely to pieces.
I don't know, I feel the opposite way. I feel like it's much more likely that whatever happens just crushes my spirit.
But losing, like, in the final seconds is much more heart-rending, really, than, like, being down by 4 at halftime.
Yeah, I guess.
There will be hope, and that's when they really get you.
Like, I don't know. It's just so, like, we can win this. Like, that's the fact of the matter is, we're in a Champions League final, and it is, like, a winnable match. And that is insane. And it is something I never thought I would see in any level. And I don't know. Like, I genuinely have no idea what to expect.
Given the way everything has gone, I am never betting against them again.
I mean, just for the record, everybody, since they lost to Wolves in the FA Cup, Liverpool have lost one game since January 7th.
Are they drawn?
Yeah, they've drawn a couple of them.
Well, I mean, that's the thing about Liverpool that it's worth remembering. For as terrifying as that stat is, like, they won or drew a bunch of games they really shouldn't have won or drawn. And, you know, I don't know if that's proof of their luck or they could dig it out, or if it just proves that they're there for the taking. Like, I mean, they're beatable. It's just, you know. We have overlooked, by the way, the most terrifying possibility, which is a shootout.
Oh, no. God.
I'm taking a walk. No. If that happens, yeah. I'm just taking a walk.
Let's not even deal with that.
God. No. Who takes penalties?
Can Harry Kane take all of them? Is that allowed?
I mean, who do you really trust to take a penalty?
Erickson?
Kane. No. Kane, Erickson, Son.
Dele.
No, I think Dele would get too cute about it. And, like,
no, I think if it really came down to it, he would know what to do.
Didn't we had a penalty shootout this year, and didn't we, like, blow it?
Yes. Against Chelsea.
Yes, against Chelsea. That is correct.
Didn't, like, Lucas or someone do something really stupid in that shootout?
Dyer missed, right?
Dyer missed.
Dyer hit it into the atmosphere.
After he'd made a nice penalty for England in the World Cup.
Trippier? Trippier's penalty, I remember, was good. Right?
Yes, because he was bad in the game.
Right, no, but, like, dead ball situations, like, he's good. So I think he could take a penalty. Let's
see. But, like, God, I don't want to talk. I don't want to think about this anymore. I don't want to think this into existence. Nothing. This is really exciting. This is fucking wild that we're here. I don't know what else to say about it. I don't have any coherent thoughts about what the game plan is going to be. I think if we're going to, I think win or lose, I think Pochettino is going to do something funky with this lineup, and try to take Liverpool off guard, whether that's at the start of the game or as the game goes on. Because I think the thing that's happened in the last two games against Liverpool is Pochettino has adjusted well at some point in those games, and I think we're going to see something like that. But I have no idea how well it's going to work.
Yeah, didn't we try something stupid at the beginning of the last game and then fix it 15 minutes in and it got better?
Because we started 3-5-2 in that game.
Yeah, and that did not work at all.
And then, yeah, and then we fixed it and we're less bad.
God, I'm just going to go watch that video of John Terry falling down, taking a penalty for a while.
Can you just imagine a world in which the Lucas Moura goals against Ajax are not the most, like, things we rewatch after this year? Like,
I don't know. I can't. I'm never going to get tired of watching those goals.
No, me neither, but it would be real nice if, you know, we get something that's even better.
Moussa Sissoko hat trick.
I'm very excited. I'm very terrified. I'm just like, is it Jesse Span? Who is that her name? I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
Like, yeah, I don't even want to do predictions.
No. I am far too superstitious to do predictions. Nope. We're very excited. We're so excited. We're not even talking about what are some extremely good transfer rumors, which we will talk about at some point in the future. We're not going to do predictions. We are waiting with bated breath to see what will happen. I think you could hear the nerves in our voices as it approaches. I become more, you know, just anxious about it.
Just doing this podcast is the most that I've thought about it in weeks, and I'm already more stressed. So thanks, guys.
No problem, Ryan. At least you're not getting on a plane to go watch it somewhere.
I mean, well, actually, and I'm concerned about the skiing conditions, honestly.
Trust me, you have nothing to worry about. All
right.
It's a city that never sleeps, Brian. It never sleeps for a reason.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
There'll be some fresh powder waiting for you. Don't worry.
Perfect.
Rob's got your hookup, yeah. The whole Wheeler Dealer crew will be in the same place at the same time for the very first time, which I'm very excited about. So I don't know if any content will come out of that, but we're excited. So
yeah, for our Moussa Dembele level subscribers, you can come hang out with us.
For the Moussa Sissoko news desk subscribers,
that's true.
We will make you a special guest on the latest edition of Wheeler Dealer Radio Black, which is our special double Patreon level.
Wheeler yes. Dealer After Dark.
Yeah, exactly. Wheel of Dealer After Dark label.
Oh, we're in a Champions League final.
We're in a Champions League final.
Wait, who's in the Champions League final?
Tottenham Hotspur Football Club. I saw the Russo brothers came out supporting Liverpool today. Does that mean that we're all DC movie fans now?
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, Shazam all the way. Yeah.
Oh, man,
It's so... this is the thing I hate about Liverpool being in the final. This is my own fucking problem, but I just wish it was a team that didn't annoy me quite so much, because then I might be able just to enjoy the experience a little bit more, but just, like, Liverpool being there irritates me just enough to put a little bit more anxiety on this. I mean, I'm sure I would also be anxious if we were playing Barcelona or whatever, but...
I don't know, man. Like you said at the top, I would be so much more chill if we were playing Barcelona, because it's just like, oh, they've got the greatest player to ever play soccer, and they're so talented, and, you know, like, if we beat them, that's great, but if not, they're Barcelona. You know, now it's...
And even though Liverpool is, like, extremely good, and there is no shame in losing to them, they're still fucking Liverpool.
Barcelona.
And they still have Liverpool, and they have Liverpool's fans, and... Ugh.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, is, like, I don't really act... Like, I'm sure Barcelona fans suck. I know Real Madrid fans suck. But, like, I don't really interact with any of them on Twitter. Like, I definitely know that I interact...
Or in real life. Like...
Yeah. No, I mean, even in South Florida, they're few and far between. So, yeah, I mean, no, I mean, I think either way, people should just avoid the internet after the game, because either people like us are going to be insufferable, or Liverpool fans are going to be insufferable.
Yeah, I'm going to post some job-losing stuff after that game one way or another. So. Yeah.
The difference, Brian, is that Tottenham fans will be unusually insufferable.
I mean,
the level of insufferable will demonstrably change.
I think if you ask other Premier League fans about how insufferable we are on a regular basis, I don't think they would notice much change. But yeah, sure.
Oh, I think they're going to notice a change. Like, trust me, I will personally ensure that they notice change. So.
Yeah, no, fair. I forgot about your own individual efforts.
Yeah. I know, yeah, just on my own.
Collectively. Not just, like, you specifically and what you would represent for the group as a whole.
Oh, so, Brian, you have any final thoughts before we wrap this bad boy up?
I'm just real, real anxious now that we've spent about an hour talking about it.
Well, wait till we spend most of Friday drinking and talking about it.
Can we make a rule that we can't talk about it? Is that allowed?
I mean, yeah, but how likely do you think we are to follow that?
I mean, we really have nothing else in common, honestly. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, maybe our mutual love of skiing.
Yeah. Why not? Hit those black diamonds, my man.
So all right, that's gonna be terrifying. Rob, you have any thoughts?
I just want to get this over with now. Jeez.
Rob, well, do you know where we can get some Thunder shirts?
I don't know.
I have some extras.
Oh, perfect.
What are you, a medium?
I might be a large now. I don't know.
All right. Well, on that note, as we prepare to bite our fingernails and hit the slopes before the final, for Brian, for Rob, for Brett Rainbow, I'm your host Greg, and Tottenham Hotspur Football Club is in a Champions League final, and I'm freaking out. We hope you're doing better than us. Come on, you Spurs, and we'll talk to you next week.